الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother requested, please stand up and make the surfs fill the spaces in front of you and then sit back down. So please stand up, fill any spaces in front of you and then sit back down. You should be kept in mind that for salah to be valid, you need to be joined to the congregation. For example, if I'm at home and the imam starts salah and I start salah at home, my salah won't be valid. Why won't it be valid? Because I'm not joined to the congregation. So the same masala applies in our classrooms. If the congregation hasn't reached the classrooms, there's still space in the masjid, or there's still space in the space outside the masjid, and you are reading in the classroom, you are too far away from the congregation for your salah to be valid. So the requested to keep in mind that fill in the space that is available first. If the space is filled in order, masjid first, then the space behind the masjid, then the corridor there, then the nearby classrooms, that will make sure that everyone's salah is valid as well. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala Rasulihin Kareem, amma ba'd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created every time equal. Some times are better than other times, as we know. The month of Ramadan is better than other times. The day of Jumu'ah is better than other times. And sometimes, unknown to us, special times come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Muhammad ibn Maslama radiallahu anhu, he narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, within the days of the year, within the days, he has some times where there are special gusts of mercy. Special gust of mercy comes. It can come any time. But of course, they are more likely to come in times like Ramadan. In times like Laylatul Bara, the 15th of Sha'ban. In times like the day of Jumu'ah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that present yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these. Present yourself for these moments. Make yourself such that you can take advantage of these moments. Why? Because the barakat of these moments is such that if a person, he so happens to make the most of a moment like this, then لَعَلَّهُ لَا يَشْقَى أَبَدًا لَعَلَّهُ لَا يَشْقَى أَبَدًا Then maybe the door of misfortune becomes closed for him permanently. The door of misfortune becomes closed for him permanently. That means he won't know it, but in the heavens, on his passport, the stamp of Jannah is put down. So, every moment of our life, really, we should keep this in mind. That today might be those moments, because only Allah knows when those moments are. But Ramadan comes around, the day of Jumu'ah comes around. We are nearing the final 10 days of Ramadan. A time when Allah Ta'ala in other ahadith has already proclaimed that this is time for deliverance and freedom from Jahannam. A time when any night can be Laylatul Qadr. So, a person should always keep this in mind. That if I value these moments, then it could be my visa to Jannah. It could be my visa to Jannah. My Shaykh Hasan Maulana Salim Sahib Hafidhahullah, he always says every Ramadan that make Ramadan such that when you enter Jannah, then you can say that it was because of this year's Ramadan that I entered Jannah. It was because of this year's Ramadan I entered Jannah. I spent Ramadan in such a way that it brought a change in my life that made me enter Jannah. Those things that could have stopped me from entering Jannah were removed this Ramadan. Now, For that, we need to value it. And to value it, I will mention one simple point, but very valuable point, which is that a person needs to take out a bit of time to reflect. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe after the Salatul Jummah, maybe if he's busy after Salatul Jummah, then he goes to work when he comes home. A few moments to reflect. And just reflect upon his life. Reflect upon your life that why did Allah Ta'ala create me? What was the purpose of my creator who creates me, and up until now he has fulfilled every necessity of mine? Why did he create me? And then keeping that purpose in mind, how far am I? Am I 50% towards that purpose? Am I 30% towards that purpose? Am I 90% towards that purpose? How much of what Allah Ta'ala wants is in my life, and how much is still missing? And ask yourself, how long will it be? How long will Allah Ta'ala have to wait to see me fulfilling His pleasure? Ask yourself, how much time do I have left? And the answer for every person will be, I don't know. The answer for every person will be, I don't know. So I know where I need to be. And then ask yourself that, how far am I from that goal? And I don't even know how much time I have to fulfill that goal. When that is the case, then there is no time like the present. When a person reflects on his life, he will get the tawfiq to turn to Allah Ta'ala and repent. And when a person turns to Allah Ta'ala and repents, that is the best way to gain the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That is the best way to take advantage of these moments. I will end with this statement of a tabi, as far as I remember, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahmatullahi. He says that tafakkur sa'atin, one moment of pondering like this, is khayrun min ibadati sanatin, is more valuable and better than a year's worth of extra worship. And then he explains why. He says that, haven't you seen that sometimes a person takes a few moments out to ponder, and as a result, he carries out tawbah, he repents to Allah Ta'ala. He decides to remove something wrong from his life. And this, in the eyes of Allah, is worth more than a year's worth of worship. So you and I, let us value this Ramadan by, number one, reflecting, repenting to Allah Ta'ala. And the more we reflect, the better. I can take out some time. Every day of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, if not, today I will take out some time. After a few days, I will again take out some time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give firstly myself and thereafter all of us a tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Ameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم وقال تعالى ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله تعالى في أيام دهركم نفحات فتعرضوا لها فمن أصاب من نفحاته فلعله لا يشقى أبدا أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وأتباعه وذرياته وعلى سائر الأنبياء والمرسلين ورضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اهتديتم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أقيموا صفوفكم وتراسوا سفيدوا السلام عليكم Straighten the rows. Please ensure your heels are at the base of the yellow line in the musalla. If there are any spaces in the saf in front of you, please fill them in. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Was requested? In the month of Ramadan and outside of the month of Ramadan to donate generously to the masjid. If we even donate whatever we are able to without causing ourselves difficulty, if every person even ensures of doing this on the day of Jum'ah, then the running of the masjid will be made so much easier.